If someone asked you, what's the hardest part of Lent? What would you say? Fasting? Giving up comforts? Helping others when it's not convenient? Whatever your answer, Padre Pio has powerful advice to help you persevere. Stay tuned to hear his wisdom. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Hello everyone! Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. A season of greater sacrifices and discipline. So, in today's video, I want to share 5 practical tips from Padre Pio to help us navigate this period with faith and perseverance. Now, Lent is a time to meditate more intensely on God's immense love, especially as seen in the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The consequence of sin is death, yet Christ, in his infinite mercy, suffered and died in our place so that we might have eternal life. So, in response to this great act of love, we dedicate these 40 days to increased prayer, fasting, acts of charity, and reflection. But, as many of you have likely experienced, the moment we commit to growing spiritually, temptations also increase. That's why we must be prepared for spiritual battle. So let's turn to Padre Pio and learn 5 powerful lessons from him that will help us fight the good fight this Lent. Let's dive right in. Tip number 1. Do not be worried and preoccupied about tomorrow, but just be good today. Do good today. This is great advice to keep us focused. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, I'll pray more tomorrow, I'll be more patient next time, I'll make a better sacrifice later. But Padre Pio reminds us, don't wait, act today. Lent isn't just about making big promises for the future. It's about choosing to do good right now. If an opportunity for charity presents itself, take it. If you feel the urge to pray, don't delay. If you fail, don't waste time in discouragement. Start again immediately. Every moment is a chance to love God. So instead of worrying about how you'll make it through all 40 days of Lent, focus on doing what is right today. Tip number 2. If fear makes you distressed, then say with Saint Peter the Apostle, Lord, save me. How often do we try to fight our spiritual battles alone? Padre Pio teaches that humility is key. So when temptations arise, call out to God. Just as Jesus reached out to save Peter from sinking, he will do the same for us. Satan thrives on pride, but humility is our weapon. This Lent, let's make it a habit to turn to God the moment we feel weak. Tip number 3. The demons do not sleep in order to take us to damnation. But at the same time, our Lord will not abandon us, not even for an instant. Padre Pio reminds us of an important truth. Spiritual warfare is real. The enemy never rests, but neither does God. We are never alone in this battle. Our guardian angels stand beside us, ready to assist. When temptation comes, let us not despair. Instead, let's do as Padre Pio did. Immediately turn to prayer, call upon Our Lady, and trust that God's grace is always sufficient. Tip number 4. We must be like spiritual bees who bring only good things, honey and wax, to the hive. This one is challenging but essential. Lent isn't just about giving up sweets. It's also about how we treat others. We are called to be sources of peace, humility, and piety in our families and communities. St. James tells us that faith without works is dead, so we must actively live out our faith. And let's be honest, fasting can make us irritable. But instead of giving in to frustration, let's see those moments as opportunities to practice patience and charity, calling upon our spiritual allies, our guardian angel, Our Lady, and of course, Padre Pio himself. Tip number 5. The best way to avoid falling is to lean on the cross of Jesus. This advice perhaps summarizes them all. Our strength, our perseverance, and our victories all come from the cross. Without Christ, we are weak. But when we lean on Him, we receive the grace to keep going. Lent is a time of struggle, and we will face temptations, moments of weakness, and maybe even failure. But instead of relying on our own strength, Padre Pio reminds us to lean on Jesus. So as we begin this Lenten season, let's take Padre Pio's words to heart. Let's exercise faith, humility, and perseverance. And above all, let's trust in God's promise. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. May Our Lady and Padre Pio guide us and help us. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in today's video, please let us know in the comment section below. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.